Yep, it rained. It really did. And boy, oh boy, did we need it. I took advantage of the cool weather this week to do a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. I'm finishing up on the Jacobs Pond Spring Waterfowl Migration Surveys for the year and started checking out the trails at the Science Center across the street, but that's low-hanging fruit. These are places I come across just about every day. I also took in Hobart Pond in Whitman, again, a regular haunt of mine, but always beautiful. I also stopped by Egypt Beach in Scituate while in town on an errand, but got blown backwards when I reached the top of the stony embankment. I was rewarded with a few late-season sightings, but was none the worse for wear. But it was in Abington that I made my first foray into a new property, the Griffin Dairy Farm. I remember being there when the land was first being examined as potential open space. Now it's a true reality, and it's a wonderful thing. At least I thought so. I'm not so sure the dominant male turkey in the area felt the same way, as he came at me with his head full of color, feathers roughed up, all sorts of squawks coming from deep within his breast. Somebody recently described wild turkeys as being like the ghosts in the Super Mario games when they're angry. Face them, and they keep a little bit of a distance. Turn your back on them, and they advance toward you. I thought that was the perfect description. Luckily, there was room enough for us both, and I didn't have to spend any power-ups or extra guys to get past them. The new sightings continue to come in. I saw two little blue herons at Burge Pond in Hanson, three northern rough-winged swallows at Hobart Pond, and I've heard a blue-headed vireo singing at the Science Center on multiple occasions. Next week, rain or not, it will be time to head into the woods and thickets, as the race will be on. The mass waves of northward-bound warblers will be passing through, bringing some more music into our lives. Game on. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.